Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani.
Dr. Melanie Sheit is the founder and CEO of Big Fish Films. Melanie, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi there, Africa. Thank you.
Do you have a dog?
I used to have the most wonderful Labrador, and she died at 16, and I've never replaced her.
Out of interest, why, Melanie? Just because your love for that dog was such that it
can't... My lifestyle can't quite cope with it. It's too much backwards and forwards.
Okay, because they do need care, right, dogs? I mean, unlike cats, cats you can ideally not leave alone for a week, but if you needed to, you would be able to because the cat can take care of itself, whereas dogs are so wholly dependent on human beings for their survival.
Agreed.
But we're not here to talk about animals. We're here to talk about films that you have showing at the Encounters Film Festival. And before we get on with that, Melanie, it is disturbing, is it not, that the National Video and Film Foundation decided not to honor the funding for this year's festival literally on the first day of its 20th edition?
Absolutely appalling. And they've been doing such wonderful work for the last 20 years. And it's the only really international documentary festival in South Africa. So it's a real shame.
It truly is. And I do know, as we read in EWN headlines a moment ago, that they will be obviously appealing the decision that they have taken and see if they can get some of the money to ensure that they pay for the services that would have been offered to the Encounters Film Festival, which does go until this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
You've got 14 films at the festival. Firstly, tell us about Big Fish Films and what you do, and maybe some highlights of the 14 films that you've got showcasing.
Perfect. Well, Big Fish is an NGO, and we our real focus, well, we've got two. One is to shift the demographics of the film industry, to take it away from being predominantly white and male, and to give young people from all over the country a chance to have access to becoming filmmakers. But most importantly, I think we're dealing with youth unemployment, which, as we all know, is very dire in South Africa. So we take young people from all over the country, give them a wonderful training, and they've got a very high employment rate.
And that employment rate is within the film industry, obviously.
Yes. No, we're absolutely training for that. But, you know, because of digital technology, there's more and more demand for content. So we're not training people and then there are no jobs. We're training for people and there are jobs ahead.
And what sort of areas of the film industry are you focusing on as far as your training is concerned?
Well, we train predominantly in documentary, but that still means they learn all the techniques, be it camera, sound, editing, research, directing. So many get jobs as technicians for the broadcasters or for companies, and then many are also just making their own films as producer-directors for the different broadcasters.
In fact, I know that you've got a campus in Greenpoint where you've got 150 students, I believe, who have been funded by the EU.
That's right. That was to do a citizen journalism course, which is also wonderful. So all the students got a laptop and a cell phone, which means they can go back to their communities and make films, which are then audiences have access to, which they normally wouldn't have, or particular stories that, you know, traditional filmmakers are not having access to.
And for me, that is the key thing, is it not, Melanie? Because no one will be able to tell my story better than me, because I understand and appreciate Google Earth. I'll be able to go in there and instinctively know what to capture, what not to capture, and what story there is to be told, which would be a very different experience if I had to go and do the same in Bellville, because I don't know Bellville very well.
And I think that's why we are winning so many awards, both internationally and locally, because I think people don't normally see these films. And it's so fascinating, interesting to have a window in the world of other people's lives and cultures.
So the 14 that you've got on the program for the Encounters Film Festival, what are they? What subject matter are they covering?
Well, they were commissioned by Rand Merchant Bank. And Rand Merchant Bank wanted films made on their arts programs, environmental programs that they fund. So the films that they're showing are fantastic films on the arts, opera singers, dancers, musicians, sculptors, and then the environmental films are just how young people are getting involved to try and sort of make an impact on the environment.
And how have the films been received at the festival?
No, they're only going to be shown next Sunday.
Only next Sunday, okay.
In Cape Town, it's at the Labia on next Sunday the 9th at 2:30 and 5:30.
All right, fantastic.
So hopefully they'll be very well received, yeah.
What's your organization's website address so that listeners can go and read up a bit more about them?
It's www.bigfish.org.za.
Melanie, thank you very much indeed, and all the best for the screening of those 14 films this coming Sunday, the conclusion of this year's edition of the Encounters Film Festival. They're celebrating 20 years, they are today, and I'm lucky enough to have been invited to a little gathering, a soiree, if you like, to celebrate that. And it really, really is amazing work that the team does in bringing every year a wonderful selection of not only South African documentaries, but also international documentaries, and often they bring out the filmmakers. Yesterday we spoke to Nick Stradlin, as you know, about his movie Life is Wonderful, which will be showing at the Isivivana Center, by the way, in Khayelitsha today. It returns to the V&A on Monday, and I think there's one more screening at the Lobby, and I'll try and get those correct times for the showing of the films and share them with you in a moment. But they have the former High Court judge from England, Nick Stradlin, who came to do the films and interviewed, you know, three of the remaining trial, Rivonia trialists, as well as the lawyers involved there. And it promises to be an incredible film. People who'd gone to watch it and gave us their reviews yesterday. It truly was amazing to hear how affected they were by the film. The Encounters Film Festival is on until the 9th of June, which is this coming Sunday. And they are asking you to help them because the National Video and Film Fund has not honored their funding for this year, which means they are short quite a couple of hundreds of thousands of rands, and you can find them on a crowdfunding platform. I'll share those details as well. Even if it's just 50 rand, just help a bit in making a difference to this festival.